In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Amen. Today, the 21st day of the blessed month of Ba'upi, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, we celebrate the commemoration of our Holy Lady, the Mother of the Lights, the Virgin Saint Mary. Salutation to you, O Mary, the Mother of God, the Eternal Word, because the Eternal Logos, actually, because through you was the salvation of the human race. May your intercession be with us. Amen. On this day also, we celebrate the commemoration of the relocation of the body of Lazarus, whom our Lord raised from the dead. Was relocated by the one of Christian emperors to Constantinople. When he heard that the body was on the island of Cyprus, he sent some of the trusted bishops to the island, where they found the holy body laid in sarcophagus, buried by underground. The inscription on the coffin read, "This is the body of Lazarus, the friend of the Lord Christ, whom he raised from the dead after he had been buried for 40 days. They rejoiced at it and carried it to the city of Constantinople. The priests went out and they received the body with great honor and veneration. And with prayers and incense, they laid it in a sanctuary until they built a church for it, and they relocated the body to the church where they celebrated the holy day for him. May his intercession be with us. Amen." Today also, the great prophet Joel, the son of Phanuel from the tribe of Reuben, departed. He prophesied in the days of Abiah, the son of Jeroboam, the son of Solomon the king. He taught the people and admonished them and prophesied concerning the dwelling of God in Zion, his passion, and the coming of the Holy Spirit, the comforter upon the holy apostles on the day of Pentecost. He prophesied that their sons and daughters will prophesy, and their young men will see visions, and their old men will dream dreams. This prophet prophesied also concerning the going forth of the law, the gospel from Zion, when he said, "A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of the Acacias." And he revealed that wars will break out on the earth after the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke also concerning the day of resurrection, more than 1,000 years before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "The sun and the moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness." He pleased God and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, in the year 1405 after Christ, Saint Frigg, who is known as Amber Ruiz, departed. This saint was from a village called Miniat Yamin, about 130 kilometers north of Cairo. His father's name was Isaac, and his mother's name was Sarah. When he was born, they called him Frigg. He worked with his father in farming, and he had a small camel on which he carried salt and sold it. He called the camel Ruiz. because this camel actually has a special small head, so he called him Ruiz. The camel used to put his head against his cheek as if he was kissing him. Because of his humanity, he called himself after his camel. So he called himself Ruiz after the name of his camel. Persecutions befell the Christians, so he came to Cairo, and not having a house or shelter, he went from one place to another. He spent most of his nights in prayers and wailing. He did not own a coat or any clothes or a cover from his head. He was naked except for that which with which he covered his loins, and and his head with uncovered. He looked like the hermits of the desert. His eyes were red because of much weeping, and he never cut the hair of his head. He was a man of few words. Once an evil man smote him severely, but he did not open his mouth. St. Marcos el-Batanuni was present at that time, and he rebuked the evil man. During the later part of his life, he used to say, "O Virgin, take me because my burden is heavy." كان بيقول لها دايما يا عذرا خديني الحمل تقل علي. دايما كان يقول لها كده. He meant the burden of carrying the sins of the people, for which he often rebuked them, though they did not listen to him. He lived in the days of the Holy Father Pope Matthias, the 87th patriarch, and St. Macarius el-Antoni in the days of el-Sultan el-Zahir Barku. He shut himself up in a small storeroom at the place of his disciples Michael the Builder in Minyat Sirig. He stayed in that place for 9 years until his departure on the 21st of Ba'upi of the year 1121 of the martyrs. He was buried in the Church of the Virgin in Deir el-Khandaq. He performed many wonders, such as healing the sick, prophesying, and saving many from their tribulations. All of us know that the Great Cathedral in Cairo is built in the same place after his name, and it is called the Church of Ambarwis. And his body is laid in a very small church, like a chapel, just beside, on your entrance to the Great Cathedral. On your left, you find the small chapel in which his holy body is buried. May his prayers be with us. And glory be to God forever. Amen.